They're coming up right now, excuse me, is we're going to get to know Donovan Lewis here.
Let's do it.
We have some production here. That'd be actually pretty. We should have discussed that ahead of time. I apologize.
We're eating Cheetos. Hold on.
All right. Hey, man. Whatever you got to do. So Donovan Lewis is a proud member of the Bad Radio program, which, by the way, was my beginning on the ticket when I came here right after the year 2000. The millennium,
okay,
some will say. My work schedule mixed in such that the Bad Radio program was my initial taste of the ticket. Now, there was no Donovan at that time.
No, not at all.
No, it was...
You shut up in there, crowd.
So we're going to ask you some questions. I want to know about the history of Donovan and how you got on the show with all them and all. And you can go ahead and call in if you've got questions for Donovan Lewis. But my first question is, what is the backstory on how you... Because I'll be honest, and we even talked about this. Mm-hmm. And I think any time that we fill in, the Cirque Show fills in for you guys or any other show, we feel inadequate right off the bat. Because I know I was a P1, and it doesn't matter how relatively well of a good job we do on our show, we know that we still suck and we're still hated by the P1. They'd rather have their guys in there.
Okay.
So when you joined the show, that was change. But that was permanent change, I guess, right? Or was there a trial period?
Yes.
How was it presented to you and how was it presented to them that you were going to be on Bad Radio?
It was 2006. I was working at the Bone, and that is before Cumulus came and bought the station. Now, when Cumulus decided to purchase us, everyone on the Bone thought they were going to get fired, including myself. And that's actually what happened. Everyone got fired, but they, on the actual day that they took over, I was working the morning show, turned the mics off at 9 o'clock. The boss walked in and said they needed to speak to the guy I was working with, Humble Billy Hayes. I was working with Humble. They need to speak to him. They fired him. So I'm sitting in the studio and I said, do they need to speak to me? And he said, no. So I'm thinking, okay, so
is that good or bad?
Yes, the Bone is no longer. What am I going to do? So I finally got the call into the office, and he said, you know what? We'll have you run the board on the Bone for a little bit because they had a new morning show, but we're going to put you in studio with Bob and Dan a couple of days a week just to see how that goes.
Now, as far as you know, had they told Bob and Dan about that at
no,
that point?
No, they had not, because...
Oh, Bob that had to be so uncomfortable.
Bob
then.
And Dan had me sit in a couple of times, like on Check the Charts or something.
Yeah.
And we had a good time, and they said, man, you know, we need... And I think it was just throwaway talk. We're going to have to steal you one day, man. We're going to have to steal you from the Bone. They told me that. I'm thinking, okay, whatever. No big deal. But then they said, okay, we're going to throw you in. And I said, okay. So I'd run the board over at the Bone in the morning, and then at noon, I'd just go and sit in with Bob and Dan.
Okay, well, how did the conversation go when you first got... did you talk to Bob and Dan? You sit down and have a meeting that you're going to do this, or...
No, I didn't have a meeting at all. It was like one day, okay, go in there. This is a Monday or something. Go and sit in Bob and Dan. And I think they knew I was coming, but I didn't have a meeting with them at all.
You're kidding.
So the first day,
no pre-show meeting, no nothing.
None.
Just stumbled in.
I just sit in, and I'm sitting there, and I'm not saying a word. And they're doing their show, they're having their conversation, and every time they wanted me to say something, they would say, what do you think, Donovan? And it was so uncomfortable. It's like, okay, you know, that can't happen.
I remember when I was first listening that I felt like you were totally being shoehorned in.
Oh, without a doubt.
And they're just like, okay, now we'll go to Donovan for your comment on what we were talking about. You speak now, we'll
right,
be quiet.
Right, that's exactly how
so
it was.
Was Daily Donovan a bit? Like, they recognized that they kept throwing it to you like that. So, like, let's just box out and let this guy have a whole segment.
No, it wasn't like that. It was being force-fed, really, and you're right. So I went to the boss, and I said, look, if you think this thing can work, it can't be a couple days a week. I have to be in there every day. And if you feel that it's not working, then we have to do something else. You know, let me go or something. But I can't do 2 days a week. I have to do five, and I have to be fully invested in this thing. And I said, okay. And so I said, well, we'll talk to Bob and Dan and I guess they said, okay, let's try it out. Tried it out, and it was still very uncomfortable because that was the Mavericks 06 title run.
Right.
And they went to Miami, and I was here. I mean, that's when I first started.
So were you in...
I was sitting in,
so
studio,
in studio while they
they're
were in Miami.
Miami.
Really?
And of course, I'm not saying a word then. I mean, they're in Miami. They can't see me or anything. So it took a while to kind of get this thing moving and trucking a little bit. But finally, you know what helped me out and what got me more comfortable? They told me to talk to Corby, because Corby had been in that similar situation, you know, third man into a show or whatnot.
So did Corby just say, y'all think about just smoking a blunt, man?
We were in training camp in Oxnard, my first training camp, and I sat by the pool with Corby for about 3 hours and just talked. And he said, it took me a year to feel comfortable. And I was like, oh, thank God, because it's been about 3 months and I'm the most uncomfortable I've ever been. So that's how it all started. I think that training camp helped out a lot, and we've been rolling ever since.
All right, we're going to go to the phones right now for an Ask a Donovan segment. This is Peter on the line. You're on the air with Donovan.
Thank you. First of all, Donovan, I see stuff on the internet and all the different postings, and I hear people grumble a little bit. I don't know why. I've always been a midday fan just for whatever radio station I've been around, but for about 8 years I've been in Dallas. I loved your addition to Bad Radio. I think you do a tremendous job, and I don't know if you hear that enough, because I know there's a lot of grumble from time to time from other people, but I guess they grumble about everybody, but still, I take it kind of personally just because I root for you.
Oh, thank you, man. I really appreciate that.
And I honestly, I enjoy your work, and I love what you bring to it. For me, I honestly get uncomfortable. Do you ever get just a little bit uncomfortable just how much joking there is? And I don't want to say about the race, but honestly, about the race.
Sure.
I dropped him.
At first I did, but once you get to know your coworkers, your teammates, and you know it's about family and all that, you kind of let your boys get away with a lot more than you would let someone else get away with. That's just how it is. That's human nature. So I think at first I was a little uncomfortable with it. Now that I know they're not personally talking about me, you know, and just kind of in general, if it's funny, dude, I'm laughing. And that's how I am, and that's the mentality I take. I had to get used to it because I didn't know them well, Bob and Dan, all the whole station. But, you know, now I know they're all joking, it's all good, and it's all fun. I'm with it.
You know, peeling back the curtain a little bit, you're such a good sport about it that when we were talking about segments that we were going to do for the show, you wanted to do that.
Sure. You know, it's
hey, cool. If somebody wants to ask a black man, whatever, I'm cool with it. And I'm kind of like him. There's nothing wrong with it, and I think that it's just kind of part of the show or whatever. Right. But I also kind of feel like it's cheating a little bit. That, you know, then I was
kind of the easy way out.
Yeah.
You know, if someone's stepping out of line or whatnot, it's on them. It's not going to look bad on me if they're stepping out of line. If they're saying things that's inappropriate, or whatnot. Hey, that's not on me. That's on them. So if that's what they want to say, that's on them.
Now I don't know. I've just gotten a text.
Okay.
That I don't know. I have not heard you do this, so I don't know if I'm being thrown into a bear trap here. But a Jim Green just texted me, said, can you ask Donovan to do his fake Chloe? Is that something that you do? Do you have a fake Chloe?
Fake Chloe from 24?
No, Chloe and Lamar.
Oh, no, that's not me. That's Nate.
Oh.
I don't have a Chloe, no.
All right, good.
It's going to be generic, just the generic white girl talk.
I like your gossip voice. Whenever you were reading that story, whatever, it was a complete gossip voice. And then they went to the, and just kept on going.
Yeah, right, yeah. Man. That was the Pilar and...
Yeah, Pilar and Dion divorce
story. Right.
That was great, man.
Yeah, but no, man. It's, I know a lot of people are uncomfortable with it, the whole race thing. I'm not. I'm over that. I'm past that now.
All right. We wanted to get into your hot sports opinion that you believe that Magic Johnson never had HIV.
Right.
Maybe we'll save that for remainder. We'll get into that in a little bit.